Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with news that affects people running small farms. Joe Biden is the focus of a number of things affecting farmers. I'll get to a couple of them because as I'm looking around the landscape here, seeing what's going on, not only in our country, but around the world when it comes to the farming agenda and what influences, what affects, what impacts the food that's being grown here and elsewhere around the country, around the world. There's a young Dutch political party that's trying to push back on the government's climate agenda, and they have won a very interesting, they've been involved in the Dutch Senate had an election, and this party won the most seats for a single party in this Senate race. And so in looking, analyzing what they're all about, the party leader said, quote, "This isn't normal, but actually it is. It's all normal citizens who voted. Today, people have shown that they can't stay at home any longer. We will not be ignored." It's called the Farmer Citizen Movement Party, and it built its victory on the back of protests against the government's environmental policies, which are supposed to cut nitrogen emissions, drastically cutting back on livestock numbers, buying out thousands of farms. The pollution supposedly from the farms impacts biodiversity, air and water, all of this stuff. So the party is taking 15 of the 75 Senate seats that were up for grabs, more seats than the Prime Minister's Conservative Party. 20% of the vote has gone to this party because the people there obviously see the government as being out of control and allowing, you know, the government to buy up land. I've actually filed a bill in Massachusetts, where I live, to keep governments, that is local governments, from taking land that is an active agriculture and putting it into some kind of a private trust so they can protect the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all that other stuff. Because it's not, you got to figure out what the priorities are. It's great to want to protect the planet. It's great to want to protect the species. But of all the species that are important in this sort of climate, then you better look at yourself, look in the mirror, and see what it is that you're trying to, why are you trying to protect all these species? Because you want to live better and happier and healthier, right? So anyway, this lady that runs this party said, quote, "Now is the time to take citizens seriously. I will openly talk with everybody in government. We're ready." About 60% of the voters turned out for the election, which is the largest turnout for an election like this in a number of years. So this Dutch party seeking to curb government intrusion into farming by buying land, that sort of thing. So to get back to what I filed a bill with the state legislature here, which would keep cities and towns, conservation commissions especially, doing this around here, taking farmland that's being used productively and putting it into some trust so that we can protect some bird or some frog or something. And I don't mean to sound cynical, because it's important to protect all life. But at some point, you have to draw the line and look at what's real. All right, next item here is a focus on the Biden administration. They are more in the news this week than is normal, at least the way I like to cover what's going on. The Department of Justice, through its top cop, has said, quote, "We don't want corporations who are as powerful as governments making decisions." And boy, isn't that important to farming. Monopoly power is a threat to democracy was the theme in this policy address that he made. And for a change, I see President Biden and his group, the anti-monopoly movement, seeing that competition is an important American value. So this guy who's the head of the White House National Economic Council says that American economic liberties are the heart of the beating heart of capitalism, a pillar for our economic agenda. And then, you know, you look at farming as an example of this, the big ag companies that are basically screwing up pretty much all that there has to do with growing food, trying to control the source of supply, seeds, all that stuff. 81% of the food growth in our country is controlled by four corporations. That's just wrong. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that they're going to spend more money enforcing the flexibility, if you will, having smaller companies or giving companies, farms and farming co-ops a little bit more support so that they can compete with these high-profile, huge businesses that are ruining the food supply. And again, not just in this country, but around the world. Here's also some more food for thought about you and your health, if I may spend a moment or two trying to secure your health and well-being. The things that I talk about that I may endorse in terms of commercial stuff, things that I use myself, things that I know will work, and that's why I tell you about them. And this stuff really does work. At a time when we have to be at our best, sometimes we aren't. And it's because our system is overloaded with acid. Your stomach has got way more acid in it than it's supposed to have. You need to have a balance of acid and alkalinity. You may not even know what I'm talking about. But what you apply to the fields, when you lime your fields, you're doing the same thing that this product Balance 7 does. You're neutralizing the acidic impact on the soils. Well, you need to neutralize the acidic impact on your body. That's what Balance 7 does. You'll notice less heartburn. You'll notice that you won't have upset stomachs. You'll have mental clarity. Your immune system needs to function for you to stay healthy. And that's where Balance 7 comes in. So go to their website, balance7.com, or better yet, talk to a live individual. I'd rather have this like the good old days when you get somebody to call a number and you actually place an order. So call 800-793-9039, mention my name, Doug, and you'll get the Balance 7 deal, $15 off the entire order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is great, obviously, for taking care of your skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, please mention my name, Doug, and you'll get the best deal that I just went over with you. 800-793-9039, or as I say, you can visit the website, balance7.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com, Use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahastates.com and use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Back with the news of the week on the American Family Farmer, back with the government, the U.S. EPA, in an effort, they say, to expedite protections on some of the organic or non-organic pesticides. There are organic pesticides out there you can use on the crops. If you're trying not to kill the people that are using your food, you might want to try some of these organic pesticides. Anyway, EPA released the update spray drift exposure and the risk assessments for the people for pesticides, none of which I can pronounce, but it's like Roundup of the main ingredients in that. Very interesting this week. Many of you may have seen this. There's an article that was certainly paid for by Bayer talking about how glyphosates are not that bad and stuff that's in Roundup is not really that bad. My counter to that is always, then why did Bayer put aside $5 billion to pay off 80,000? There are 80,000 lawsuits against them and Monsanto for what happens to people that use Roundup. So you can say what you will, and you want to use it on your crops because you can make more money, fine. How can you, you can't spend the money if you're dead. And that's what happens. A lot of farmers use this stuff. The chemicals that are around, they're getting sick, get cancer, die. So you got a short-term gain and a long-term loss. That's the way that I look at it. And again, I can't pronounce the name. There are other uses for some of these things, but mostly they're used on fruit, nut trees, vegetables, and things like corn and wheat. That's where the mainstay is. So the EPA assesses the risks to people who mix this stuff, who load this stuff, and the farm workers who have been treated because they get sick taking this. That's really the focus of the action on these pesticides. I would think you just want to know what they are, and you probably have a license. Most farmers who are using pesticides now have to have a license, and you get a license and you use and buy the stuff that you want to use. I just don't understand how people who know there is a potential risk with this stuff, again, mixing, loading, applying the pesticide, it's very dangerous. And why it is that people ask me, well, okay, so what's the alternative? And there are alternatives. I just bought a whole bunch of stuff from a farm going out of business that is to be used. A lot of liquid fertilizers are good. You dilute them. But at any rate, I just am focusing on these four pesticides. They are very risky, and that's what the EPA. I'm not a big fan of the EPA. You know that. Listening to me, it just, I know. I find it annoying that we're still fighting this battle, but we are. And so there are people who are farmers who are responding to the call for action from the EPA. Comment period is still open, so help yourself. Go to the EPA press office, which is epa.gov. All right? So that's that story. Meanwhile, on the story front, we're going to meet James Ray, who comes to us from Little Seed Farm, as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to James Ray, who's the co-founder of the Little Seed Farm, another family-owned and operated business that is here to support a lot of people around the country who are looking for the kinds of seeds that they grow on the Little Seed Farm. I'm going to be your number one customer. I want something. I want a little of everything, James. Can you send it to me? I want a little of a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
We'd be happy to, of course.
You just were hearing, you heard me talk about what the EPA is doing, chasing around some of the products that are not good for us. It's amazing that we still have this discussion and debate when many other places around the world, especially the Europeans, have outlawed the use of these things. But if you offer, people say, okay, that's, you're creating a problem, because when you eliminate the pesticides and these things, the chemicals that are bad for you, then how do we grow good, healthy food? How do we protect the seeds? How do we protect the fruits and the vegetables, et cetera, et cetera? So I think you have a pretty good answer to that. Tell us a little about how Little Seed Farm got started, first of all.
Yeah, sure. So Little Seed, the genesis of it was really when my wife and I were working separate corporate careers and decided to do something different, try to find a way to be more outdoors, to have a lifestyle that was more conducive to the kind of family that we wanted to raise. And one thing that we were really passionate about was local farming, organic farming, and things of that nature. So we looked into starting our own farm. That was back in 2011 when we purchased this property in Lebanon, Tennessee, and got started with Little Seed Farm.
So what do you do here? Explain what, the implication, there are numerous implications that come out of that phraseology in your name, Little Seed Farm. Are you specializing in a particular type of plant, or are you working to provide a lot of people with a few seeds from lots of different products?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we started out actually focusing on grass-fed farming, so we were focused on grass-fed meats and eggs and then some various herbs and vegetables and stuff from our farm back in 2011 kind of through 2015, and we were doing cheeses as well at the time. And the name Little Seed Farm really came from the fact that we were grass-fed, so everything on our farm started with the seed and was grass-based. So our soil conservation practices were kind of like the first and foremost thing that we were focused on. And, you know, up until this point, we've actually never sold any seeds at all. Our name really just comes from the fact that we're focused on soil conservation and grass-fed dairy.
So what are you selling then? If you're not selling seeds, that's an interesting juxtaposition. What are you selling?
It's true, yeah. So in about 2015 or so, we transitioned from cheese and meats to focusing more on organic and natural soaps and body care, some of which are made with milk from our dairy herd, and others are just organic raw materials that we bring in from all over the world.
Really? Now, this is an interesting thing to explore. All right, folks, you're getting the first taste of what goes on Little Seed Farm. Some ideas perhaps you can use to make your farm a little stronger and a little more competitive. We continue this conversation with James Ray. I'm Doug Steffen on The American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City's mayor says the influx of migrants is beginning to become a real problem, and he says the federal government needs to declare an emergency for the Big Apple in response. Mayor Eric Adams says nearly half of all hotel rooms in the city are being taken up by migrants now.
So instead of monies coming from people who are visiting us and spending in our tourism and our Broadway plays, instead of them using those hotels, we're using those hotels.
He said he expects a surge in arriving immigrants soon. And former House Speaker Paul Ryan is being honored with an official portrait at the U.S. Capitol.
Thank you for always being a sounding board, for sacrificing all those days and years while I was in D.C. and for allowing me to serve my hometown for 20 years.
The Wisconsin Republican served as Speaker from 2015 through 2019. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Back another half hour here of the American Family Farmer. This next bit of time focusing on James Ray's operation at Little Seed Farm down in Tennessee. So you are a New Yorker. How did you like the move to Tennessee? How much of a cultural shock was that?
Yeah, it was a big shift. You know, my wife and I lived in New York City for about 7 years. Prior to that, I'd lived in New Mexico most of my entire life, and she had lived in Vermont. So we were had some life experiences outside of the city, but certainly going from life in New York City to a pretty remote area in Tennessee was a huge shift. But it was something that we were both, you know, looking for and have really enjoyed ever since then.
What kind of cows do you have?
So our dairy is a goat dairy. We're originally focused on Yeah, we were interested in cows at the beginning, and then when we found this property in Middle Tennessee, it was abundantly clear that it was built for goats, just the terrain, the type of forages that were growing out here. So we immediately kind of made the shift in our minds from being able to sustain a grass-fed cow dairy to wanting to try it with goats. And we've been fortunate enough to have made that decision because, for one, we really love the goats, but it's a little bit easier to operate on a smaller scale. And in addition, goat's milk is a lot better for the type of products that we make than cow's milk would be.
How did you learn how to make these products? Was it self-taught, or did you have some training in some way, shape, or you and your wife, Eileen, to be able to make this stuff? You're providing people with
Yeah, nowadays we do more training, but at the very beginning it was all kind of in our home kitchen. We made stuff for ourselves and family members. We didn't really have anything for sale, and so a lot of it was trial and error. We had a lot of books. At that time, YouTube wasn't as massively popular as it is currently, so this is kind of relying on other sources of information, blogs, and things like that. And then once we kind of had those skills to where we could be comfortable making our own products, then, you know, we branched out into more formal types of training online and in person with the experts to be able to develop new products.
You know, I'm going to step out on a limb here. There are a lot of people who are listening now that are farming 400 acres, 4,000 acres, whatever it is, and they're listening to this and thinking, okay, this is great for some. And I've said this many, many times. The reason that we have folks like you on the program is to give people a different idea of what they might be able to encounter. Your expertise, your background doesn't lend itself. You didn't come from a farm. Your wife did, I think you said. But the idea of doing some of these things, some folks would say it's impractical to do what you're trying to do. And so I guess I'm interested in your response to that, because there are, you know, you have certain ideas that are associated with certain folks who are interested in our health and well-being, and it may not always be in the interest or feel like it's in the interest of some veteran farmers to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's important to take a big picture look at what farming 4,000 acres or 400 acres kind of involves. And a lot of times that involves either inheriting or, you know, assuming the land from a family member and being kind of fortunate enough to fall into that. And so my wife and I weren't. We started with this. We have 84 acres, 35 of which we intensively rotate our goats on and do grass-fed farming on. And so we had to come into this with no background, no family land, and only our own capital. So all of our investments in this farm are self, you know, provided. And with that in mind, we needed to focus on higher margin, higher value-added products, which is why we got into the cheese and the grass-fed meats to begin with. And I think, you know, when you're coming into it from that perspective, you really look for products that aren't necessarily commodity-type products and that do have a higher margin that can sustain your initial capital investment required and then also provide you with an income. And we've been able to grow that, you know, fortunately through both direct sales locally, but then also now through a large e-commerce site. And I would say the profitability of our farm currently, you know, would rival that of a much, much larger commodity type farm.
Ah, good for you. That's good to hear. People would be interested in that. So do you have training? I'm looking at your website. There's a lot of different information there for the customer. That is somebody who would want to have deodorant or soaps or oils or that kind of stuff from you. I might even want to have some of that myself. I'd like to try some of these things. But, you know, there's more to it. Do you offer help to farmers? Let's say somebody's listening to this program in Iowa, and they're looking forward. Maybe the husband is more active in the field. The wife's looking for something that may add to the productivity of the farm. Do you help people get started doing the sorts of things that you've done successfully? You figured it out on your own. So, you know, you could easily say, well, let other people figure it out. Or are you helpful?
Yeah. It's definitely a combination. You know, we don't have kind of like a formal, you know, business consulting type business where we spend, you know, a significant amount of time helping other people start their businesses. But we do, of course, you know, get inquiries now and then from folks looking to start up. And, you know, we're always helpful in kind of providing some guidance. And, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is if you don't have a roadmap laid out for you, you kind of figure out what works for you and you figure out how to do it and get after it yourself. So there's a balance between, you know, spelling it all out for someone and then having them also, you know, dig in their heels and do the learning and really figure it out on their own. So I think there's definitely a balance, but of course we, you know, part of our mission is to be a good example for other entrepreneurs and to be as helpful as possible for sure.
This has to have taken a lot of capital, it would seem. I'm looking at your staff. You have a fairly good-sized staff for the operation you have. So are we telling people who might be interested in doing this that there's a good profit margin in this sort of operation?
I think relative to other farming practices, there's, you know, the beauty and skincare and soap, you know, industries do offer a substantially larger margin. I think compared to food, the issue is scale. So it's a lot harder to grow and scale a business like this because getting the customers is a lot more expensive than, say, acquiring a new customer for your food business. So there's some different, you know, economics of the businesses to try to understand. But absolutely, I think once you're able to grow a business like this, you will see much better, you know, overall product and profit margins than you would with something that's more food-based.
Sounds like you could be a candidate for being on the Shark Tank. Bring this idea there and see what they say. But it would be, I think, it's the perfect thing for Shark Tank, as a matter of fact. Continuing in a few moments, James Ray, he and his wife have been co-founders of Little Seed Farm down in Tennessee. We're having their story to help you decide whether this is something that would make sense for you to try on your farm. A moment now for Calitrin, the message that I present every week during this program. It's about supplemental health, much as anything else. Doing what's right by your body, for your body, all natural way, stimulant-free weight loss product that absolutely works. 86% of the people who have been on this program will tell you they have had success. Not going to be 100% because it just doesn't work. The other side of looking at it, though, they've been in business since 1997. So with that longevity, you got to know they're doing something right or they wouldn't have stayed in business. So Calitrin at toploss.com. You'll find it available in liquid or capsule form. And there are some very exciting things going on result-wise. And that's why you would probably want to talk to a counselor when you go online to toploss.com and you look things over, decide, yeah, I'm going to try this program for 90 days. There are all kinds of ways of saving money because they're in their anniversary period. So making it easier than ever for you to buy the product and use the product. But you know, you got to have results. And that's what the secret is to their success. Results. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Calitrin, all natural. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug. Free shipping and all the best bargains to keep you healthy and happy.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calgen on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
With James Ray here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about a farm that specializes in making products that a lot of farms now you see in the farm store, this sort of thing, but they don't make it on the farm. It's done off farm, and therefore there's not as much in the margin department as you do if you're making it right there on the farm. But then the other side of it is that this is something that a lot of, when they think of farms, folks, buyers, the people who would become your customers, don't necessarily think of the farm as a place to go to get creams and soaps and that sort of thing. So how do you overcome that in terms of promotion? I guess I'm thinking that most of what you are selling is online. Is that true, or do you have a good, healthy, robust local retail store there, too?
We don't actually operate our own retail shops. We do sell pretty much strictly online. We do offer a wholesale program where we sell to smaller boutique locations across the country, and that's a reasonable size for us. We probably have around 500 or so smaller shops across the country that sell our products, but the bulk of our sales are through our direct website. And I think communicating the brand to customers is really important, and part of what we try to do is incorporate the farm, incorporate the backstory for our goats, for the livestock guardian dogs, and for everything that we do out here. And as a way to build the brand, really focus on our farming practices. Like I mentioned, you know, the grass-fed nature of what we do, the organic nature of what we do, and really tie in the sustainability and the environmental practices, which seem to resonate really well with our customer base.
Well, there are a lot of buzzwords in there and used often by people who go into farming that want to, you know, they want to affect the quality of their own life and the quality of other people's lives. But not always is it understood. Not always is it, there's their passion for it by those who are on the other side. I found when I was selling raw milk on my farm, the big dairies were trying to put me out of business all the time because everybody knows that raw milk is much better. Everybody's got any common sense or knows anything about milk or knows anything about farming knows that under the proper conditions, raw milk is much better for you than the processed milk. I'm going to suggest to people, you go to this website, littleseedfarm.com, you'll see why it is that the products that they are making and selling are much better for you than the stuff that you can find that's all chemically based in most of the grocery stores. So for that reason, I wish you well. And again, people that are interested, you ought to go, maybe there's something here for you on your farm. Why not? Try it. Nothing is hurt by trying things like this. James, thank you. Good luck to you and your wife, Eileen, as you continue to make your business grow. That's Little Seed Farm.
Thank you.
I'm Doug Steffen. You're welcome. Help yourself to the information here on the American Family Farmer.
Appreciate it.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour on the American Family Farmer program, please remember that this program comes to you as a result of the work that we do with our sponsors. My interest is to help family farmers like me. I'm a broadcaster and a farmer. I want all of us to be more successful, and this is supposed to be an arena in which we present stimulating ideas. We have a podcast, the American Family Farmer. Say it again, Doug. The thoughts on the state of veterinary care. We are interested in reducing the amount of drugs used on animals. That's one of the discussions we have on the most recent podcast, the American Family Farmer. Story of somebody who was a hobby farmer, made it into a profitable farm. That's certainly what we all want, right? How much of your children's lives should you engage, should you use on your farm? I think a lot of people, I know, I remember meeting a woman not, 10, 15 years ago, who came from an Iowa farm, and she said the only reason that she was there is because her mother and father decided they need more help on the farm, so they decided to have another child. So anyway, those stories, we have all kinds of stories that will help you whether you have a hobby farm. That actually is one of the things we talk about on the most recent podcast as well, hobby farming and what that entails. So our thoughts, my thoughts, your thoughts, help is all available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have some strong feelings about the cost of production when it comes to milking cows and what farmers get out of it. There are some interesting stories floating around from the Farm Bureau claiming in their figures that current losses from the dairy industry are up again. They were sort of evened off last year at this time because the price of milk went up to at least covering what the costs are. Right now, if you're the average dairy farmer, it's costing you $6 per hundredweight more than you're making. How does this even exist? How has the government gotten so involved in this and screwed it up so much rather than just having it be that the product is going to get for the producer what the market bears? But there's the Federal Milk Marketing Improvement Act that's been passed, and what they're trying to, this has been something that the farmers have been working on for many years, and so the base for the dairy farm would be up to 27.50 a hundredweight. It's now, I think, quite a bit lower than that. But I remember when I was milking, I know it cost me $21 a hundredweight to make the milk, and at that time we were making, I think, $24 a hundredweight. It was up and down, went down and got below for a number of years. Whatever the cost was, I supplemented by selling most of my milk at my store on the farm. The raw milk thing was very good, very fruitful for me. Anyway, so back to the Federal Milk Marketing Improvement Act and the way that things can get straightened out here. The bill, it was introduced but never got any support. And so that's because we as farmers have done a lousy job at presenting the issues that are important to us and therefore to the public. Without the farmer, there's no food. Unless, you know, you want to eat all processed foods that come out of a factory, that's up to you. I don't eat any of that stuff. And we ought not to encourage that, although the advertising certainly favors eating that kind of food or drinking those sorts of drinks. The milk marketing boards are trying to get back to paying the premium amount to dairy farmers. I think that's the only state where that's really been successful is Pennsylvania, from what I know. So it's up to you now, because you can't, you're not going to be able to escape the government being in your nose and up your whatevers. They're going to be in your life. So do what a lot of people have done. Take some action. Get before your congressional leaders, more importantly, the state leaders, so that, because this is one of those home rule things, to have the federal government, if the best of all possible words, get the heck out of it, but as long as they're going to be in it, to have them be open to doing this so that it benefits the farmers, we keep the farmers and don't see them continuing to go down the street. Any legislature that says, like Sonny Perdue, that ridiculous Secretary of Agriculture under Trump, get big or get out, that's not what people in this country want, and that's not what we want to hear. So active association with your state and local officials and with the federal, the Congress people and your senators, that's how you get the dairy farm problem solved, in my opinion. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.